the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, we consider the word yes for a bit. God's yes to us and our yes to God, like yes. What a friend we have in Jesus indeed. And we consider these two texts that I have before you in your gospel lesson. One is the gospel lesson itself, and the other is this little blurb there from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll read parts of the gospel lesson here again. The woman, the Canaanite woman, she came and she knelt before Jesus saying, "Lord, help me." And Jesus answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord." Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. And from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, St. Paul writes, "Surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been no and yes, our yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus." So, no. No. No is one of the very first words that you spoke. No is one of the very first words we hear all of our children speak, and it is one of the most common words we hear parents say to children. No is one of our very first expressions before we could even talk, and no will likely be one of our last expressions when words might fail us. No. And it's not always bad. Indeed, God's no to us is always good. God says no to us about a number of things, but when God says no to you, it is always out of love. But when you say no to God, it is always out of selfishness. Last week, we heard about the fall into sin by Adam and Eve. You get this? You picture this? God has surrounded them with his yeses. Yes, I love you. Look at this world. Yes, I am with you. I walk with you. I talk with you. I am here to bless you. Yes, I give you gifts. I surround you with gifts. Yes, I give you the gift of each other, husband and wife to each other. I give you the gift of animals and of the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and all the trees in the garden with all of their wonderful fruits. Yes, but no. You may not eat that one. And they respond by saying yes to themselves and no to God. And ever since then, by sinful nature, we respond the same. We don't like God's no if it doesn't line up with our yes. The church gives us an amazing text today. A text about a woman who says two of the most miraculous words that you could ever say. She said the words, "Yes, Lord." Yes, Lord. Those are two of the most miraculous words that you can say. You agree with God. If he says yes, then you say yes. If he says no, then you say, "Yes, I agree. It should be a no. Yes, Lord, your will be done. Yes, Lord." The church gives us an important text today about a woman who says, "Yes, Lord," even to being called a dog. That is, as long as Jesus is her master. Jesus answered this woman, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." One time, Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells a parable of a woman who persisted in prayer. She kept going to a judge and asking for justice. St. Luke prefaces this parable and it says, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought never lose heart and ought always to pray. Yes, you should do that. Always pray. Don't ever lose heart. Your hope is not in vain. Keep praying. And this Canaanite woman is teaching us the same. But how can she do it? How can she continue to press on? How can she continue to not lose heart? How can she continue to pray in the midst of so much adversity and so much suffering? Her daughter is demon oppressed, and she goes to the one that she knows can help, and it seems like this Jesus keeps telling her no. No, not just to her request, but it seems like Jesus is telling her no to her person, to who she is as a Gentile. It seems like Jesus is not just rejecting her prayers, but that he is, in fact, rejecting her. He didn't answer her a word, the text says. And then when he does speak, he says to her, "I was sent only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." St. Mark tells us that she had to even follow Jesus into a house in order to ask him for help. But she presses on. She doesn't lose heart. She keeps praying because she is absolutely convinced that Jesus does not reject her, but that Jesus loves her, that Jesus accepts her, and she believes this because she believes the promises of God. So she goes to Jesus with this title, Lord, Son of David. And it is in that name that there is a boatload of promises, not only for ethnic and racial Israel, of which she is not a part of, but also for the whole world of which she is. And she heard the promises in that name, and she believed in those promises, and she put her faith in that title, Son of David, and she believed that this man and his name was an acceptance of her and an acceptance of her daughter. And so she believes that she is received by Christ, by God. That in that man, God was saying yes to her. Yes, I forgive you. Yes, I have mercy on you. Yes, I sent my son into the world, not to say no to the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And the only no that she believes is that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And so she believes that in Christ, God was saying, yes, I love you. And you and your daughter are mine. And it is in that promise of yes that keeps driving this woman to Jesus to not lose heart, but to always pray, to ask him for help for her and her daughter, to not ignore her. And you know what? If she's a dog, then that's enough of a yes for her, as long as she is Jesus' dog. For even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus' crumbs are bread for the life of the world. For the bread that he gives is his flesh for the life of the world. And the flesh is true food, and the blood is true drink. Dear saints, at this table, you have the most amazing yes you can ever hear from God. It is His yes to you as a person. It is His yes for mercy and forgiveness and kindness and love for you. You find in this table that yes, your Jesus eats with sinners, and that He teaches them, and that He wants to be with them, and that He loves you, and that He even likes you. He wants to commune with you. You find in this table God's yes to you. That the Son of God has given up His body and given up His blood. Because of all of the no's that you have ever said to Him, and of all of the no's that you will ever say to Him. And He had to die for you because your no's are rebellion and your no's deserve punishment. But Jesus does not punish you for that. Your Jesus took upon the sin of the whole world unto Himself, and He took the punishment unto Himself so that you might know that His answer to you as a person is not no. It is not even maybe. It is not sometimes yes or sometimes no, but His death for you on the cross, and His resurrection for you on the third day, and His word for you today, and His table for you today proclaims this, that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, proclaims yes to you. That in Christ, it is always yes. And all of the promises of God find their yes in Jesus. All of the promises. The promises of God dwelling with you to save you, not destroy you. The promises of God in the flesh. He is not immune to suffering. The promises of God loving you through everything. The promises of God for mercy and kindness for you and for all of your family, and of the forgiveness of all of your sins, and of the promise that you belong to Him, that you are His, that you are not His dog, you are God's child. And if children, then heirs. Yes, to you, dear saints. Church is one big yes. And about those no's that you still say no to God? Well, yes. He gives you His Holy Spirit so that you might begin to say no a little more to your sinful flesh, and no a little more to the world's ways, and yes to God's will and God's ways. For it is what's best for you and for those around you. Mrs. Greer read this word. This is the will of God, your sanctification. That is, a life of yeses to God. That's sanctification. Faith agrees. If Jesus says yes, we ought say yes. If Jesus says no, we ought say no. Faith agrees. This is the will of God, your sanctification. And His promised answer about who you are as His child, the promise of who you are as baptized and washed and cleansed and holy and blameless and righteous, the promise about whether His Son died for you, and the promise about whether you have access to God and life everlasting, that is not a no and a yes. It is always yes. Always. 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 Yes. So perhaps today, for one very simple thing, dear saints, you should know that no, you should not stop praying. Yes, you should keep seeking your God for help and for strength. And our collect of the day says it much better than I could. It says, O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, who is God's yes to us. Amen.